But then the woman was left her with the mother of four children, Doug B. Andy and John and a woman, I can't call her name, of Jackson. Then she turned, the woman, widow turned mad again, but remember the name of Lewis? There was six children born there, made 10 in all. And so Doug B. Long was one of the first children of that woman that came from, with her mother and dad from Marion County, South Carolina.
A lot of people came from Carolina, or their ancestors came.
That's the way we have power over him.
So mine come from North or South Carolina,
if you have a few more minutes, I'd like to ask you a few things about the food that you would eat. You mentioned corn dodgers that the woman made and put in the Dutch oven. Now, what's the difference between the corn dodger and a corn cone and the hoe cake?
All just a lot of different way of making it. All was cornbread. The corn dodger we made, we just say with bread and water, and don't think had the stuff rising in it.
Meal and water.
And put it in a lump sum, just very, not try to be a bit pretty, just got in there.
Or
maybe the
whole
cake was...
It wasn't good, it was hot.
I don't know. And then the
Dodger now, is that what it is?
That's what.
Yeah, there's a name called corn dodgers.
See, back when you went to mill with your corn, they wasn't no self-rising stuff at it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to put salt in
That's right, sold in salt and baking powder to make it rise up. Maybe some of this corn dodger was pure water and
meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you make your hoe cake bread. Start in with that, but that's where they improve it. And then make it into a little baker that had a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes pretty bread you ever saw. That thin, you know.
And the whole cake would be about the size
of that hole.
Yeah, I don't remember that. That's
for
my day.
But then they said he went on ahead to, after dinner, take the hoe off back on hand and go chop weeds out of the corn. And maybe a man go.
They got pies, don't they? Cut some pies and bush or weed. I guess they'll be washed, you know.
Suppose you used wheat for bread.
No, it was dark. We raised our own wheat.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have none of this year. Made it white. What's it called?
Bleach
it.
Mm-hmm.
It just got all that whole wheat. It's like a bran made in your meal.
Uh-huh.
Cooked without sifting, you got bran and carbon.
I guess they sifted.
But I'm sure they did. Had some good.
Is that light bread then?
That was cornbread. We don't buy light bread hardly.
Only
claim the early settlers had biscuit of a Sunday morning for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the time is cornbread year round. And corn and sorghum molasses and cornbread for breakfast. That was
first
a good dish when you didn't have nothing
else. I know, because scared and people
had eaten
cornbread.
Did you have cake or
well, sometimes it made out of sorghum molasses. Man who lived here at the close of the war.
Sorghum tea cake.
Had a family of children. And my mother came out here one day to see what she was doing, and the woman was cooking cakes for Christmas. A great big dish pan full of little tea cakes made out of sorghum molasses. Molasses cake about as big as a biscuit. Oh, how the whole time. Them boys eating them. They eat them fast, she didn't make them. Couldn't wait for Christmas eating them. The day she made them.
But did you have something in the Dutch oven with fruit in it?
No, there's a fruit.
Kind of a cobbler or